Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our soul's purpose, in the politics around us. And we'd like to share this with you. This is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you tonight from a warm St. Paul, Minnesota. It was 50 degrees warmer today than it was last week when it was minus 10. So we are enjoying this heat wave. I am normally joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Woltz, but they are not here yet. They may join us later on. We take turns, and we like to share that process because we're here with you every week at this time. And this coming March, we're going to be doing a workshop together, all three of us, in New York City for the weekend. Keep an eye on upcoming information. You'll find us on Eventzilla soon. This Mercury retrograde has slowed down some of our publicity, but we're doing it well. Now, today is the winter solstice. Last night was the longest night of the year. But the term solstice means sun stands still or sun holds still. And so it takes 3 days after the winter solstice when the sun appears to come up and go down at the same time each day. And then on the third day, it rises a moment earlier. And we see the beginning of longer days. And we see the rebirth of the sun, S-O-N, as well as S-U-N, celebrated on the 24th and the 25th. And we have this wonderful time when we had the last of the last year, last night, the longest night, a time, and tonight won't be any shorter, but the time when everything holds still and we can let go of what has happened the year before. And most of us have something from 2016 we are willing to let go. Now, many of the New Year's habits have been taken over from the winter solstice of releasing or burning the old year, letting go of what was, and invoking our intentions for the next year ahead. Because the sun has just gone into Capricorn, the sign of the planner, builder, ambitious intentions. Now the sun goes into Aries, and we put those intentions and ambitions into action, and we kick into gear a new cycle. But now is the planning time. Now Mercury just nearly touched Pluto, was within a degree, and then turned retrograde a few days ago. We've been feeling this retrograde for a while, with Mercury in an Earth sign, making it tangible difficulties. We've seen sprouting of fires and explosions, accidental and intentional, around the globe since Mercury stationed a couple of days ago, from the fireworks explosion in Mexico City through the through the difficulties in Turkey, through the explosions in Berlin. And we don't have to be explosive about this, but that was the Mercury-Pluto conjunction and then Mercury turning retrograde. It's a good time to look at all of, you know, our thoughts. Many people are feeling like this election is the end of the world. And I think that is, we have good reason for suspecting that in the politics, but it's also the heaviness of this Mercury-Pluto conjunction with Mercury turning direct. As this retrograde deepens, we'll actually feel a little bit more comfortable as Mercury backs away from Pluto for a while and even backs into Sagittarius. But this week, as we're heading into the holidays, with the sun just going into Capricorn, and this is a good day to think about our past, this next couple of days, to think about our whole last year, all of our history, compost what needs to be released, begin to bring forward what matters, and move it into intentional form. What do we intend for ourselves to do in the face of any of the discouragements of our life? What can we tangibly, because it's Mercury in a Earth sign, tangibly do to take steps and hold the progress that we feel we've made? We knew that after astrological aspects stretch our culture, as the Uranus-Pluto square through from 2008 through 2015 stretched our culture, pushed us, and we expect to see a snap back or a return to old difficulties. And this one has been a real doozy. With Pluto in Capricorn from early 2008 through, I believe, 2024, Pluto takes whatever sign it's in through the edge of death and rebirth. And we see that while it's in Capricorn, it's taking the structures of power, the structures of government, the process by which we do things in this country, by which we organize, lead, the power structures, both technological power structures, but political power structures in particular, being revolutionized as Pluto in Capricorn, as it was when our country was first born. Now, when we felt the political unrest before the American Revolution with Pluto in Capricorn, and then came a revolution and a wonderful vision statement of our Constitution. I think we're going to see some of that political ferment and tension over the next 10 years. And out of that comes a new rededication to our Constitution. So let's keep an eye on that, and wherever we get a chance, push a little energy towards that, pay attention to it, and use that as our mission statement for the work in the public. And in our personal lives, how do we empower ourselves in a good way? We're going to take a look at the use and abuse of power. With Pluto in this, we're going to see the worst abuses of power and the best uses of power. And I am hoping a real revolution in how we gain electrical and technical power away from fossil fuels and into something more sustainable. While Neptune is in its own sign of Pisces, visioning, but also bringing up how we use water, liquid, oils, things that flow. You know, water is life. How do we honor that? And Pluto in Capricorn. Now, just a few days ago, Mars left Aquarius and entered Pisces. So we're moving back into a more personal time. Often when the sun goes into Capricorn, it's time for us to go back and deal with the roots of our family, the roots of our psyche. Go back home, deal family karma slog, think about our traditions, miss them if they're not there, and engage or wrestle with them if they are. And it's not that it's so personal a time, but it's about those roots and traditions that form us. That's where Capricorn grows from. It's the image of a mountain, but the mountain first starts with a firm foundation. Now, Venus and Mars in Aquarius, since the election, since before the election, Venus and Mars went through Capricorn and then Aquarius, two very impersonal signs. So be friendly on a good day, but it's very outward focused. It's good for feeling the collective, talking about politics, finding our people, connecting, and responding together, responding in tribes. But it hasn't been that great for building up introspection or personal relationship. You look at Venus and Mars, the two emotional planets, that have the most to do with our daily interactions, but they also have a tremendous to do with the stock market and any other emotionally driven experience. So Mars has finally left Aquarius, gone into Pisces, and is turning the energy inwards. In a week or so, Venus also enters Pisces, and they'll be in Pisces together through most of January. It's going to take a while before we really feel the new year start. After the inauguration, Mercury will be starting to move forward direct. It turns direct on the 8th, but it will take a while to build up energy and build up momentum. Mars enters Aries right after the inauguration, and you'll see energy kick into gear, and it could be a catalytic time. It could be a wonderful time to get work done. It could also be a rather political time. So, you know, we hold into our minds that we can make this through in a good and healthy way, and use the time now to reconnect with your own feelings, your own art forms, your own emotions, reconnect with one another. Really appreciate the beauty of that. And I think that if we can do that, use the Pisces, Mars in Pisces, and then soon Venus in Pisces to renew our intimate relationships and our intimate relationships with our spirit, with our spiritual path, with each other, with ourselves, with one another, we'll have more emotional ballast when it's time to go out there and change our lives and change our world. So tonight the moon glows beautifully in Libra, and tomorrow night you'll see a moon-Jupiter conjunction. It'll be coming up early in the morning. We'll see it as right before sunrise. So if you get up after midnight to let the dog out, go out and look at that beautiful Moon-Jupiter conjunction. It's always a hopeful conjunction that comes into our hearts. And that moon will be opposed Uranus because we have an exact Jupiter-Uranus opposition at the moment, full of change. It stimulates change in, I see it in liberal or left-leaning politics, which I see often represented by Jupiter. But it also is a technological shift. I think you'll see an interesting jump in our technological abilities and strengths and possibilities that come from this year as Jupiter opposes Uranus. It's a little unstable, but can also be quite exciting. Then on Friday and Saturday, right before Scorpio, the moon goes into Scorpio right before Christmas. And it'll be in Scorpio Christmas morning. And, you know, this can be a little tricky in family dynamics, so I ask you to really be careful what old family dramas you pull up, because with Mercury retrograde and the moon in Scorpio, old hidden resentments can pop up and political arguments can, you know, go into a wrestling match very quickly. So be careful what you want to do with that energy, what you really want to bring forward. Know how to walk away if you feel like you're being baited by, you know, crazy uncle. And let it be a contemplative time. You may need to take time mourning the people that have passed, things that have gone. And you may need to take time to reconnect with spirit, with yourself, so that you come and share these connections in a good way. It may feel very private, a time when you don't really want to be around strangers and you don't want to be around, you know, superficial friends. But it may be a very important time to bring in stragglers, people that don't have a home, don't have something to be Christmassy with, to bring them in and celebrate with them, because just getting out of ourselves that little bit can make this much feel more substantial and worthy. There's some nice Venus aspects on Christmas morning or midday Christmas, which allows us to feel, even though the moon is in deep Scorpio, can feel grateful and bring our hearts to what we are grateful for and to pull out the art supplies and feel that connection. We don't get really celebratory, actually, until Christmas Day dinner in the evening. And that's a wonderful time to reconvene with friends, to celebrate Christmas dinner, make it later in the day, and enjoy the kind of bubbly ferment that comes afterwards. Under Boxing Day, at the day after Christmas, we'll see on the 26th with the moon in Sagittarius, wonderful time to get out there, go rolling in the countryside, take your snowshoes, spend some time outside, and enjoy that energy. Mars coming to conjunct South Node and Neptune early next week, we may have to not know what we want. And if we're worried about plans for the future, it really isn't time to be pushing them yet, but really interviewing what didn't work, what does work, assessing our life, considering possibilities, and feel the plans really kick into place mid-January. And we'll talk about the New Year's next week. Now, I've got a couple people on the phone, on the line here. Remember to raise your hand by hitting, I believe it is 1 in order for me to call on you, but if you are interested, I'll do my best to answer questions. And so, hello, 419, you're on the air. How can I help you? Hello? 419, you're on the air. How can I help you? Hello, 419, you're on the air. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? Okay. I'm having trouble with that phone call, so I'm gonna hold on. No one else has raised their hands, so I will wait. If that person has been on the line, could they call back? There was a problem with the line. We have so we're waiting for that next call to come back. So let's talk about what's going on in the international politics in response to this, to the recent events and the problems that we see. Now, it's going to be interesting to look at the sense of trust and truth, something that has been hard to imagine can be so far from the point. Donald Trump's chart is about to have Saturn walk all over it for the next few months, next 2 years. And, Saturn has a way of having us deal with reality police. It can make someone unusually controlling, or it can make them grow up because they have to deal with realities. We can hope that Saturn produce good work. For the rest of us, watching how we can use this restraint. Saturn has been forming a grand trine to Uranus, which can do two things. Whenever you've got two planets that are talking together, you see they converse with each other. They share feelings. So Saturn is restraining Uranus as Uranus is changing Saturn. We see the change, Uranus, the transformation of our sense of truth, Saturn in Sagittarius, our sense of responsibility, changing what we see as the structure and the status and the laws. We also see Saturn can be stabilizing Uranus, but it can also be restraining Uranus. So we see a retraction a lot of the changes that have been wrought over the last 8 years. And I think we need to look at all of our lives, both politics and in personal lives, that when we see a change we like and we feel strongly about something, it's not done. It has to be defended and built and supported from then on. And we have to hold that pattern and keep our self-responsibility, not worrying about blaming others, but how do we take it on ourselves? Because Saturn asks that. Saturn supports whatever is personal responsibility and move forward with it. Okay. Hello, 419, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're on the air. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, Heather. I thought you were calling out
of
the area code. Yeah, this is Debbie. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Debbie.
And
what's your birth information again?
6/29/59, 11:10 p.m. Queens, New York.
11:10 p.m. in Queens. Yes.
11:10 p.m.
So how are you?
Mm-hmm. It's been a really hard year.
Yeah.
Very hard. Mm-hmm. And so I know there's a transit going on, and I just, my usual question, when is it going away? Because
it's been bad, as an astrologer, I don't believe the answer can be when is it going away. It's how do we work with it so that we can get out of the pain of it. You know, how can we transform this?
Well, this is the year I find out my father's dying. My dog is very ill. Mm-hmm. It's been nothing but
honey.
If you could just picture like walking around all year with a black cloud over your head.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in another show a while ago, something was opposing my son or something, S-U-N.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Pluto. I
don't know. Pluto's off your son and is off your son for good. But that's not the only piece that's going on. Pluto is off your sun. Pluto was square your nodes, and as Pluto's moved off that, because your nodes are at right angles to your sun. Your sun is at 7 Cancer. Your nodes are 8 Aries to 8 Libra, and Pluto was setting them all off and has moved off. That's the good news. But your progressed sun is in Virgo, and it's close to Pluto. So it's moved past your natal Pluto, which is at 2 degrees, and it's got another, say, 6 months before it it's got another year before it's done with your progressed Pluto. And I think you'll feel a real difference on the other side of that. So there was a series of Pluto transits all lined up. And you're through the worst of it, but the change in your ground hasn't finished yet. Now, you said you just found out that your father is dying.
It's been going on for about, I'd say, I don't know, 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's
really bad.
Yeah,
and
he's having heart attack after heart attack after heart attack.
Yeah.
And little Kobe's been sick. It's just been one thing after the next with no break in between.
So how old is your dog?
Kobe will be 8 in February.
I'm so sorry. And I'm feeling, that's so difficult.
Yeah.
Uranus has been, you have that lineup of planets in Leo. You've got your sun, Uranus, Mars, Venus, all in Leo. And Uranus has been trining them at the same time Pluto was setting things off. Uranus is leaving your Mars alone. It comes to trine your Venus and says, even in this, if you know that between now and when the sun finishes its progression to Pluto, which is in about a year and a half, you're probably going to be dealing with the death of your father and with the process and all the aftermath and the cleanup. And then on the other side of that is a whole new chapter in your life. That you're such a natural empath that you tend to, you're walking with your father and you're feeling him in this process. And your energy will begin to really return to you afterwards. Now, in this process, it feels like there's a chance for you to make new friends, new support system, find other people that are dealing with a grief, and start to really build a support system for yourself from people that you meet under the most difficult circumstances. So I want you to kind of, because Uranus says, I'm opening up your social life, I'm changing your world if you give it a chance. So
okay.
I can't say it's going to be easy, but I think you're over the shock of it.
Do you see him leaving soon? I mean, I know you don't have his personal chart, but I don't know if it shows in mine.
It doesn't necessarily show in your chart. You've got Saturn is working its way through your house of the Father, but it's going to be a while before it comes back to your Saturn. There's no major aspects to your Saturn. Pluto is not sitting right on your chart at the moment. So you're moving into room for you to, the aspects aren't demanding grief. And so it doesn't look like it's imminent. If it is, it's moved slowly. It doesn't feel like it happens right away. And it doesn't feel like there's a process here.
He's in
not
a deterioration mode.
Right.
He's in a total
and
deterioration mode.
And you need support around you for this. But I think there's new important people coming into your life and new important connections that you make, bonding with people, walking through this process of walking with your father in his last time and beginning a new chapter in your life on the other side.
Okay, and
so I want you to
walk through
this. I don't
know if you can see this. You do see
Lawrence
with, like, little Kobe, or...
I don't see that necessarily. I don't, it's hard to tell when you've got the sense of there are losses coming. And I know one mystic I knew whose theory was that often we lose our animals, which seems like the absolute worst time, because they can help us more on the other side than they can here. So, and she was saying this after she came home from taking care of her dying mother and her cat crawled up into her lap and died. But she said she could really feel that spirit animal, and she'd seen that happen over and over again. So I'm not saying it won't happen, but that's not what I'm reading as the first thing. It looks like, as a matter of fact, if you can, that taking your dog may be a way that you get out and about more, you travel, you walk around the neighborhood, you get some fresh air, and you make connections. I want you to feed your life force while you're taking care of
I'm
dad.
Still getting him, help. He's on new medication now. And, it's just been, like I said, one thing after the next.
One thing after the other. So it's important for you to balance it cautiously. The more you're dealing with your father's death and care, or his deterioration and care, the more you need to make sure that you're doing things that you're taking your dog on that walk and that you see the flowers and that you take time out for what feeds your soul so you can hang in here. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
my
time is
up
and I got to go. Okay. Good luck.
Okay.
Keep checking back in with us.
Okay. Thank you, Heather, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
To you and Ren.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And to all of us out there, I hope that we can, in this thoughtful, deep Christmas, find that which we can be grateful for and feed each other's souls in this process, because we are in a year of transformation and we need all the support we can get. So have a wonderful Christmas. Remember to look up at that Jupiter-Moon conjunction tomorrow night. And take care. Good night. See you next week.